News in brief at Press TV, the British Parliament rejects a government motion for military intervention in Syria. The vote comes after a hot debate in the House of Commons on how to respond to an alleged chemical weapons attack in Syria. Prime Minister David Cameron had urged the MPs to approve military action against Syria. And the permanent members of the United Nations Security Council in their meeting on the Syrian crisis without any progress. The meeting broke up after less than an hour. It was the second unsuccessful meeting on Syria in 2 days. Meanwhile, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad says his country will turn out the winter in defending itself against any aggression. Assad says threats would only strengthen Syria's commitment to its principles and its sovereignty. He also says Syria is determined to crush what he described as Israeli-backed terrorists. The Syrian army has regained control of two strategic areas in the suburbs of Damascus, the neighborhoods of Al-Shorta and Qom al-Hajar, which are located south of the capital, are now under army control. Government forces also killed many insurgents and pushed a number of them out of the area. And in Iraq, at least 24 people have been killed in two separate car bomb attacks. The first blast left 18 people dead and nearly 50 injured in a busy market in the city of Samarra. Now the second killed 6 and injured 15 in Abu Ghraib, west of Baghdad. And in Afghanistan, Taliban militants say they have attacked a convoy transporting fuel to U.S.-led forces. The incident occurred in the eastern province of Wardak. Local officials say the militants killed 11 police guards and set 4 fuel tankers on fire. The Taliban claims they torched 19 tankers. And U.S. fast food restaurant workers stage a nationwide strike in protest over their working conditions and low wages. The workers demonstrated in as many as 60 cities demanding the right to form a union. They also want their salaries raised from the current $7.25 per hour. Iran's outgoing ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency has officially left his post. Ali Asghar Soltanieh, who served for more than a decade at the IAEA headquarters in Vienna, will be succeeded by Reza Najafi. Iran's new IAEA envoy is a veteran diplomat with lots of experience in the fields of disarmament and international security.